Good afternoon. A warm and humid day is in progress across the region as rich moisture continues to spread to the east across the Ohio Valley and into interior New York and New England this afternoon. This will contribute to strong destabilization and the production of showers and thunderstorms. Strong forcing for ascent will support organized line segments of storms beginning in central New York, spreading to the east as deep layer westerly shear strengthens with effective bulk shear at about 40 knots. As a result, damaging wind gusts are most likely in the stronger storms. As a strong surface low deepens as it moves into Quebec this afternoon, low-level winds from eastern Pennsylvania to eastern New York should remain backed, enhancing the low-level shear for a possible tornado threat, especially with any discrete storms. We'll be watching this closely through the rest of the day today and into the night tonight as temperatures top out in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, still some scattered showers and thunderstorms around, although the severe risk should go down. It'll remain muggy with lows in the lower 60s. This'll set us up for a gorgeous day on Wednesday. With a mix of sun and clouds, a westerly breeze will bring the humidity levels way down as temperatures reach into the upper 70s. In fact, with high pressure building in at the surface, we will see plenty of sunshine and dry weather for the remainder of the work week and into the weekend. Some clouds will mix in from time to time, but it should remain dry with temperatures largely in the lower to mid-70s, slightly below average, with overnight lows going back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined that area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from northern Pennsylvania into central and eastern New York, and a slight risk of severe storms surrounding this area from western New England back to the Ohio Valley. Strong instability and lift associated with that mid-level energy and cold front should result in scattered to numerous thunderstorms in this area from the mid-afternoon into the evening. The deep shear profiles here in the northeast will also favor organized convection back into the Ohio Valley, with the strong storms favoring a threat for damaging wind gusts. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a large area of disturbed weather over the northwestern Caribbean Sea, which is associated with the remnants of which was Tropical Storm Harvey. Tropical storm formation with this system is not expected until the disturbance moves into the Bay of Campeche tomorrow. And the Hurricane Center is also watching shower and thunderstorm action associated with a broad trough of low pressure near the northwestern Bahamas. Environmental conditions here could become a little more conducive for development by the weekend. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, hot and humid with a scattered shower or storm, lower 90s, Boston, partly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely and highs near 80. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high 93 set in 1916 and the record low 39 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:46 p.m. 13 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sunshine and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing today with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun and clouds with high humidity, developing showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with areas of fog and lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight and lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Hazy sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon and lasting into the evening, with highs in the mid-80s. Any showers and storms tonight will give way to mostly cloudy skies and areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun and clouds, quite humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with fog overnight and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, much lower humidity in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-70s Thursday. A good amount of sunshine Friday in the lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds for the period Saturday through Monday, with high temperatures in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.